Just a few halachot in the laws of Yom Tov from Hacham Avadya and Chazon Avadya, starting on Daf Sadi Bet. Kishem shebeshabbat asul l'tchom kelum kodem akidush ve'afilu mayim, kach b'yom tov asul l'tchom kelum kodem akidush shel Yom Tov. Halacha says that on Shabbat we know it is forbidden to eat anything or to drink anything before kiddush, which means once a person prays shacharit, the obligation of kiddush is on him, and therefore even water he's not allowed to have. And therefore Hakam says that the same law applies to Yom Tov. For example, you get up in the morning, you pray shacharit on Yom Tov, now you want to have something to drink, or like some people want to have a candy. You cannot have it until you make kiddush. Once the obligation of kiddush of Yom Tov is on you, eating is forbidden. Nukshem shanashim hayavot bekiddush shel Shabbat bechnisato, kach hayavot bekiddush shel Yom Tov. Just like the ladies are obligated to make kiddush on Yom Tov, on Shabbat, have an obligation just like the men, so too the ladies have an obligation in the kiddush of Yom Tov as well. It's equal footing as the men, they can say the kiddush for the men as well. Just like on Shabbat, the kiddush that you make must be where there's a seuda, where you're going to have a seuda of either mizonot or of lechem. The kiddush by Yom Tov ledat Roma poskim u'mitzvah minat Torah. So the kiddush that we make on Lel Yom Tov, this is minat Torah. And then we have to be very careful to say the proper kiddush. So the question is asked, if let's say a person for whatever reason was not able to make kiddush on Lel Yom Tov, he was sick, circumstances, he did not make the kiddush on Lel Yom Tov, is there a makeup for such a kiddush? Ramaran writes in Shulchan Aruch Siman Resh Ayin Aleph Seif Chet, Im lo kiddush balayla ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid yesh lo tashlumim l'machal kol hayom. He does have a makeup the entire following day, and therefore Hakam Avadya says the same law applies to Yom Tov. If somebody did not make kiddush at night, the next day in Shacharit, after he prays, he makes a regular kiddush of Lel Yom Tov during the day, which is Elimu'adeh, and the regular Mekadesh, Yisayim HaZemanim, etc. So yes, indeed, there is a makeup for a Kiddush of Lel Yom Tov that was not made at night. You can make it the following morning. Furthermore, if one did not have Saudat Lel Yom Tov, he was sick, whatever it was, he had a circumstance, the Hakam says also, he is able to make up that Saudah on the day of Yom Tov, which means he eats an additional Saudah. Besides the morning Saudah that he's going to eat, somewhere in the course of the day he should have another Saudah in order to make up the Saudah he missed the night before. It should be noted as well, the law of Lechem Mishneh does apply on Yom Tov, that you have to make the Hamotzi on two halot. In the case of Pesach, obviously, it's two whole matzot. There is no obligation to eat Seudah Shlishit on Yom Tov. That's not a Shabbat. For example, Yom Tov that falls out during the week, one is obligated only to have a Seudah on the night and the following morning, two seudot. The Chida writes in Birkei Yosef Siman Tavkuf Chavtetz Eiv Gimal Sheminhagam Sheyisrael Sheenam Osim Seudah Shlishit B'Yom Tov Torahu Ve'anach Lahem Yisrael Im Enam Nevi'im B'nei Nevi'im Hem Ve'gam Aderech Ha'emet En Makom Seudah Shlishit B'Yom Tov. Chida comes along and says there's no room, not according to the Pshat and not according to the Sod, to have Seudah Shlishit on Yom Tov. Therefore we suffice with the two seudot.